Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman member by Ram Goldar and the Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadihei, the 11th Perek, Chelek. The Zikhu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Ad Masai Ye Avon Zed Tamu B'Yadecha, until when will this sin be hidden in your hand? Through you, Novit Yer HaKohanim was annihilated. Doeg lost his share in Olam Haba, and Shaul and his sons were killed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to choose if his descendants would be wiped out, or he would fall into his enemy's hand, and David chose the latter. David was led by the Satan Teretz Plishtim, who was captured by Yishbi, Goliath's brother, who attempted to kill him. Avishai ben Tzruya was bathing for Shabbos and saw bloodstains in the water, or an agitated dove, and recognized David's danger. He rode David's personal horse because of the emergency and passed Orpah, Yishbi's mother, and after she attempted to kill him, he killed her. When Yishbi saw him approaching, he tossed David into the air and stuck his spear into the ground to impale him, but Avishai said HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, suspending David in mid-air. David could not because Ein Chavush Motzi Atzmo Beis Asurin. A prisoner cannot release himself from prison. After convincing David to reverse his decision, they fled and Yishbi chased them until Avishai mentioned his mother's death when he weakened and they killed him. Point number two, it was taught in the Braisa, Shlosha Kapsa Lehema Aretz. For three people, the earth contracted, enabling them to rapidly cover great distances. Number one, Avishai when racing to rescue David HaMelech. Number two, Eliezer Eved Avram, who told Rivka's family that he came that day, implying that he made the entire journey in a single day. And three, Yaakov Avinu. An apparent contradiction, Psukim teaches us that after reaching Haran, Yaakov said, Efshar Avarti Al Makum Shispalu Bo Avasai, is it possible that I passed the place where my father's Davin, meaning Beis El, Manilois, and I didn't daven there? He decided to return, and as soon as he did, the land contracted, and he immediately was in Beis El. After davening there, he attempted to return to Haran, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tzadik Zeb Balo Beis Maloni, this Tzadik, came to my lodging place, Yipati Bololina? Should he leave without staying overnight? Immediately, the sun set, forcing Yaakov to stay. And point number three, Rav says that Sennacherib's army consisted of 45,000 princes in golden chariots, 80,000 warriors wearing coats of mail, 60,000 swordsmen, and the remainder of the 185,000 mentioned in the Pasuk were cavalry. The same size army came against Avram, and the same will come in the future with Gog and Magog. A Braisa describes the size of his camp as 400 parsaos, and the total number of soldiers as 2,600,000,000 minus 1. It's unknown what size group this one refers to. The Gemara explains later that the number 185,000 refers to the commanders. Another Braisa describes that when this massive army crossed the Yarden, the first group swam, and their passing through absorbed so much water that the second group walked upright, and the third group raised dust with their feet, and they had to find water elsewhere to drink. Numerous opinions are cited as to how the Malach killed Sennacherib's army. He struck them with his hand or his finger. Gabriel used his scythe. Some say he killed them on his way to ripen the fruit, breathed into the nostrils, clapped his hands, or enabled them to hear the Shira sung by the Chayos, killing them. So once again, the three points are number one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Ad Masai Ye Avon Zed Tamu B'Yadecha, until when will this sin be hidden in your hand? Through you, Novit Yer HaKohanim was annihilated. Doeg lost his share in Olam Haba, and Shaul and his sons were killed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to choose if his descendants would be wiped out, or he would fall into his enemy's hand, and David chose the latter. David was led by the Satan Teretz Plishtim, who was captured by Yishbi, Goliath's brother, who attempted to kill him. Avishai ben Tzruya was bathing for Shabbos and saw bloodstains in the water, or an agitated dove, and recognized David's danger. He rode David's personal horse because of the emergency and passed Orpah, Yishbi's mother, and after she attempted to kill him, he killed her. When Yishbi saw him approaching, he tossed David into the air and stuck his spear into the ground to impale him, but Avishai said HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, suspending David in mid-air. David could not because Ein Chavush Motzi Atzmo Beis Asurin. A prisoner cannot release himself from prison. After convincing David to reverse his decision, they fled and Yishbi chased them until Avishai mentioned his mother's death when he weakened and they killed him. Point number two, it was taught in the Braisa, Shlosha Kapsa Lehema Aretz. For three people, the earth contracted, enabling them to rapidly cover great distances. Number one, Avishai when racing to rescue David HaMelech. Number two, Eliezer Eved Avram, who told Rivka's family that he came that day, implying that he made the entire journey in a single day. And three, Yaakov Avinu. An apparent contradiction, Psukim teaches us that after reaching Haran, Yaakov said, Efshar Avarti Al Makum Shispalu Bo Avasai, is it possible that I passed the place where my father's Davin, meaning Beis El, Manilois, and I didn't daven there? He decided to return, and as soon as he did, the land contracted, and he immediately was in Beis El. After davening there, he attempted to return to Haran, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tzadik Zeb Balo Beis Maloni, this Tzadik, came to my lodging place, Yipati Bololina, should he leave without staying overnight? Immediately the sun set, forcing Yaakov to stay. And point number three, Rav says that Sennacherib's army consisted of 45,000 princes in golden chariots, 80,000 warriors wearing coats of mail, 60,000 swordsmen, and the remainder of the 185,000 mentioned in the Pasuk were cavalry. The same size army came against Avram, and the same will come in the future with Gog and Magog. A Braisa describes the size of his camp as 400 parsaos, and the total number of soldiers as 2,600,000,000 minus 1. It's unknown what size group this one refers to. The Gemara explains later that the number 185,000 refers to the commanders. Another Braisa describes that when this massive army crossed the Yarden, the first group swam, and their passing through absorbed so much water that the second group walked upright, and the third group raised dust with their feet, and they had to find water elsewhere to drink. Numerous opinions are cited as to how the Malach killed Sennacherib's army. He struck them with his hand or his finger. Gabriel used his scythe. Some say he killed them on his way to ripen the fruit, breathed into the nostrils, clapped his hands, or enabled them to hear the shira sung by the chayos, killing them. All right, so now we go to our siman dav tzadihei, and our standard siman is a tzahal tank commander. A tzahal tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted when he spotted a massive army of enemy soldiers crossing the Yarden. Once again, it's a motion. The tank commander, that must be one of tzadihei, tzahal tank commander. The tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king, which reminds us, the Gemara tells how David HaMelech fell into Yishbi's hands, the brother of Goliath, and how Avishai saved him. So the tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Kvitzas Ha'aretz happened for three people, Avishai and his rescuing of David, Eliezer on his journey to find a wife for Yitzchak, and then for Yaakov Avinu, who went to Haran and then came back to Beis El. So the tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted when he spotted a massive army of enemy soldiers crossing the Yarden, which reminds the Gemara describes Sennacherib's vast army and how they crossed the Yarden. So once again, the tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted when he spotted a massive army of enemy soldiers crossing the Yarden. All right, so now it's time for four Barabach Hazara. Dav Tzadi Av. So the simmer Dav Tzadi Av is a Yitziah, an exit sign. So here goes. The Mitzrim who ran out of the exit, that must be on Dav Tzadi Av, exit sign, Yitziah. The Mitzrim who ran out the exit from the great hunchback's rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debts to the Jews from all their years of slavery, which reminds us, the Gemara brings that Gavias ben Pasis's debates about Chiyas Mesim writes to Eretz Yisrael and unpaid debts with Mitzrayim. In one incident, Egyptians came to Alexander demanding the Jews return the gold and silver they borrowed when leaving Mitzrayim. Gavias responded that they owe the Jews wages for 600,000 men for 430 years of labor in Mitzrayim, and they fled, abandoning fully grown fields in a year of Shemitah. So the Mitzrim who ran out of the exit from the great hunchback rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debt to the Jews from all the years of slavery, passed a newborn boy at the door whose Yetzirah just began to exert control over him, which reminds us, Gemara brings discussions between Rebbe and Antoninus regarding when a person receives a neshama and a Yetzirah. Antoninus asks Rebbe, Me'emes ha-Yetzirah show up ba'adam, when does the Yetzirah begin to exert control over a person? Mishas Yetzirah or Mishas Yetziah, from the time of the embryo's formation or from the time of birth? Rebbe answered Mishas Yetzirah, but Antoninus objected that if so, bo'ot b'me'imo b'yotze, the fetus would kick against its mother's womb and leave prematurely. Rebbe later declared that Antoninus taught him that the Yetzirah is shoet on a person from birth and found support in the pasuk of Pesach Hatas Roveitz, sin crouches at the door. So the Mitzvim who ran out the exit from the great hunchback rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debt to the Jews from all their years of slavery, passed a newborn boy at the door whose Yetzirah just began to exert control over him, and were followed by people leaping and singing for joy who came back to life and were healed, which reminds us the Gemara brings descriptions of life la'asinu lavo based on discrepancies between psukim. Reish Lakish quoted one pasuk implying that crippled people will come back to life with their deficiencies, while another pasuk says the lame will leap and the mute will sing. He explained that people will rise with their defects and then be healed. Ula quoted, Bila hamavis lenetzach, he will conceal death forever, indicating no one will die. Yet another pasuk implies that although people live long, they will die. He answers that death will still exist for idolaters who will exist then to tend to call Israel's physical needs. Daf Tzadi Beis. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The rabbi giving a shira on turtles. Turtles? That must be on Daf Tzadi Beis. Tzav, turtle. The rabbi giving a shira on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba, which reminds us that we learn whoever teaches Torah in this world or leads the community gently merits to do so in Olam Haba. So the rabbi giving a shira on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which reminds us, a brisa presents three opinions about the incident of the dead that Yechezkel resurrected. Rabbi Eliezer says, Amdu al raglehem ba'amru shira umesu. They stood on their feet, expressed song, and died. Rabbi Yehuda said it was a mashal, and Rabbi Eliezer, Braid Rabbi Yossi Aglili, said that the dead whom Yechezkel revived went up to Eretz Yisrael, married, and had children. Yehuda ben Becer rose on his feet and said, Ani b'mnei b'neim, I'm one of their descendants, and these are the tefillin my grandfather left me from them. So the rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which almost melted from the heat of a large fiery furnace where three men inside miraculously survived. Which reminds the Gemara brings the incident of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in the furnace and the six miracles that occurred there. Daf Tzadi Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The train chugging along, that must be on Daf Tzadi Gimel. The train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, which reminds us, the Gemara asks where Daniel was when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace for refusing to bow to the idol. Amoraim answered with three missions he was sent on by Nebuchadnezzar. Number one, to dig a great river in Tveria. Number two, to bring aspasta seed for animal fodder to Babel. Or number three, to bring the larger Alexandrian pigs to breed in Babel. Although their exported pigs were normally castrated, he exported young ones without their realizing his purpose. So the train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, stopped to pick up a kohen gadol with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident of the two false prophets who requested from Nebuchadnezzar that Yeshua kohen gadol should be thrown into the furnace with them. They died, but he survived, although his garments were singed. The Gemara explains that Yeshua was punished because he didn't protest when his sons married women unfit for kahuna. So the train chugging along, which was taking a king's servant who was sent away on a mission to dig a river in Tveria, stopped to pick up a kohen gadol with singed garments who just stepped out of a fiery furnace, as well as a woman with six barleys and a picture of her six descendants who were each blessed in six ways, which reminds us, the pasuk says that Boaz gave Ruth sheish seorim, six barleys, which was to hint to her, shasidin shisha banim latzeitz mimena, shenisbarchim b'sheish sheish brachos, that six sons are destined to descend from her who would each be blessed with six brachos, David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daf Tzadi Dalet, so the simmer Daf Tzadi Dalet is a hunter, so here goes. The hunter, that must be on Daf Tzadi Dalet. The hunter discovered a Chizkiah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to lack of Shira, which reminds us of Kodesh Baruch Hu sought to make Chizkiah HaMelech HaMashiach, but he didn't sing Shira. So the hunter discovered a Chizkiah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which reminds us, the Pasuk says about the destruction of Sancheriv's army that a flame would burn Tachas Kovdo beneath his honor. Rabbi Yochanan interprets that the soldiers' bodies were burned, but not their honor, referring to their clothing, which Rabbi Yochanan would call those things which honor me. Malazar interprets their souls were burned, but their bodies, meaning their honor, remained untouched. So the hunter discovered a Chizkiah Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which were being examined by a young Jewish boy and girl who were proficient in Dinei Tumah with Tahara. Which reminds the Gemara discusses Chizkiah's national Torah revolution. Chizkiah thrust a sword over the base Midrash entrance and declared, whoever does not involve himself in winning Torah should be pierced with this sword. Later, they checked all of Eretz Yisrael and could not find a single Amaretz. They couldn't find a boy, girl, man, or woman who was not proficient even in the difficult laws of Tumah and Tahara. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you mean that whoever teaches Torah in this world or leads the community gently merits to do so in Olam Haba? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number two, which stuff do you know about Chizkiah's national Torah revolution and how even young boys and girls were proficient in the dinim of Tumah and Tahara? That's on Daf Tzadidar. Good number three, which stuff do you learn that the Mitzrim ran away after Gvia ben Psisa said they owed money for the 600,000 slaves working for 430 years? That's on Daf Tzadiyav. Good number four, which stuff do you learn about Sanherib's vast army and how they crossed the Yarden? That's on Daf Tzadihe. Good number five, which stuff do the incident of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in the furnace and the six miracles that occurred there? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good number six, which stuff do you know about Yaakov Avinu's Kfitzas Ha'aretz and his return to Beis El and remaining there overnight? That's on Daf Tzadi Hey. Good number seven, which stuff do you know about how Sanherib's army was destroyed? According to one opinion, their bodies were burned, but their clothing remained intact. That's on Daf Tzadi Dal. Good number eight, which stuff do you know that Avram's Nesan of Akeis Yitzchak was after the Satan presented a Taina against him to Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's on Daf Pay test. Good number nine, which stuff do the incident of the two false prophets who request to be thrown into the fiery furnace with Yeshua, Kohen Gadol? That's on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. And number 10, which stuff do you learn about how David and Melch fell into Yishri's hands and how Avishai saved him? That's on Daf Tzadi Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.